There are 66 men and women in the hall. I know many of them. I have interviewed many of them as part of my job. A reporter asked me last month what sort of people get into the Agricultural Hall of Fame. And I said, while all of the inductees are people who have made some significant contributions to agriculture in North Dakota, it's really a varied group because the inductees include leaders of farm organizations like Robert Carlson, who contributed as head of the State Farmers Union and then became president of the World Farmers Organization. There are commodity group leaders in the hall like Nancy Jo Bateman, the State Beef Commission exec, who is often simply referred to as the Beef Lady, known nationwide. Neil Fisher, who spent all those years at the Wheat Commission, became recognized worldwide as the face of hard red spring wheat. The roster includes leaders in agribusiness like Eugene Dahl and E.G. Melrow. Their names are tied to Bobcat and Steiger. There are ag researchers in the hall, like Al Black, whose work convinced farmers that they could switch from summer fallow to no-till, revolutionizing crop production here in North Dakota and beyond. And there are people who contributed through their work in research and extension, like Dr. Vern Anderson, who did pioneering research work at Carrington on feeding bison. And there's Dr. Ken Hellebang. Dr. Hellebang is recognized as one of the nation's leading experts on grain storage and grain drying. He was Extension Agricultural Engineer at North Dakota State University from 1980 to 2024, which was a time of great expansion in on-farm and commercial grain storage and an accompanying expansion of grain storage issues. He developed the recommended guidelines for designing and operating a natural air and low temperature drying system for North Dakota crops that has become the standard in this region and nationally. Dr. Hellebang served in leadership positions with the American Society of Agricultural and Biological Engineers. He received the SUCUP Global Food Security Award in recognition of his outstanding application of engineering in the storage and handling of grains. He received the American Society of Agricultural Engineers International Engineering Award and the Society's Professional Engineer of the Year Award. And in 2011 was given the NDSU AGSCO Excellence in Extension Award. Dr. Hellebang has authored and made significant contributions to more than 230 publications and videos, with more than 250,000 copies having been distributed internationally. He was a major author of a Midwest Plant Service handbook that is used as a university textbook and a planning resource by the grain industry.